USA News. I'm Lance Prime. A hearing is taking place on the Hill today involving multiple whistleblowers from the FBI alleging illegal activities at the highest levels of America's top law enforcement agency. Wyoming Representative Republican Harriet Hageman on the need for whistleblowers.
Whistleblowers are protected by law, and the reason is simple and understandable. We must be able to count on disclosures from rank-and-file employees in order to conduct our oversight and hold people accountable for wrongdoing.
Hageman on what's been discovered by the whistleblowers.
Misallocation of law enforcement resources and misconduct within the leadership ranks of the FBI. In short, the leadership in the FBI is politically corrupt.
President Biden is in Hiroshima, Japan today. He's meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. Tomorrow is the start of the G7 summit as the USA continues to teeter on default with the national debt. Illegal immigrants in cities throughout America are creating a burden the Biden administration has forced on municipalities because of their border policies. Joe Borelli on Fox News is a New York City councilman.
Well, it's a sign our priorities are completely out of whack. I mean, this is a problem that's now costing $8 million a day. That money could be going for homeless veterans. It could be going for school lunches. It could be going for health care for the sick. It could be going for a whole bunch of services that the city provides. But because we've decided to have this woke experiment of being a sanctuary city, we are now essentially boxed in by our own progressiveness.
North Carolina lawmakers overrode a veto by Democrat Governor Roy Cooper last night, enacting a ban on most abortions after 12 weeks of gestation. There are some exceptions to the law. The ban will take effect in July. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated as we get this Thursday underway. USA News.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis reportedly will formally enter the 2024 presidential race next week.
The Washington Post is reporting that two people familiar with the Republican governor's plan say DeSantis will kick off his campaign for the GOP nomination as he gathers top fundraisers in Miami. DeSantis is also expected to launch his candidacy with an event after Memorial Day in his hometown of Dunedin. He is considered the most serious challenger to former President Trump in the race for the Republican nomination. I'm Skip Kelly.
You've probably seen the Coke Freestyle machine that lets you combine all kinds of soft drinks and flavors to your liking? Well, the same concept is coming for condiments.
Just like making yourself a grape Diet Coke with a splash of lemon, some people want their own combination of dipping sauce. Kraft Heinz has rolled out the prototype of a machine that lets you pour out stuff like ketchup, ranch dressing, barbecue sauce, or other condiments, then mix in what it calls enhancers. Mango, jalapeno, buffalo wing flavor, many, many more. Heinz debuted the machine at the National Restaurant Association show in Chicago. It hopes to have these sauces flow by late this year. I'm Richard Johnson.
Four children somehow were found alive in the Colombian jungle more than 2 weeks after their plane crashed and killed every adult on board. The news was shared by President Gustavo Petro following an intense search carried out by the country's military. The kids, aged 13, 9, 4, and the infant, walked away from the crash site. Rescuers found discarded fruit consumed by the children and improvised shelters made from jungle vegetation during their rescue effort. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.